So you load up the ship.
So now with the ship's loaded and the bombers on deck, and then we're on off by ourselves, down the coast, right through all the submarine business. Ships getting sunk left and right, and they missed us, and went right down the Florida coast, and into the Caribbean, and into Trinidad to take on fuel oil. And we went out of Trinidad one afternoon with a small gunboat and a few small freighters, but they were going too small for my captain, so he just, bye-bye. And we ran all the way down the South Atlantic, through the South Atlantic Ocean into Cape Town without anything happening, just a boring trip. And from Cape Town, we were ordered to go out into the Indian Ocean. Now we're going up to the Persian Gulf. We're going up through the Indian Ocean. But instead of Madagascar, that big island off of Africa, instead of going up between Madagascar and Africa, which was the normal route to go to the Persian Gulf, they sent us outside. And going outside, we avoided attacks by Japanese submarines that occurred at the time we were going outside. Ships were being sunk on the inside. Maybe 20 ships were sunk, but danger. So we went to the Persian Gulf and got rid of our bombers to the Russians. We saw them take off. They took them, wheeled over to the airstrip, put the motors on them, all before we left, boom, off they went. And then a lot of the cargo, the barbed wire and that sort of thing, we went to another port where we, to a rail line, and we put all this cargo onto rail cars, right there. And that was all, trains took all that stuff away. And eventually we began taking on other cargo, outgoing cargo from the Middle East, Latakia tobacco, for example, and some chemicals and things like that. But we then, this now is getting up into August of that summer, and we then went down to what is now Sri Lanka, Ceylon in those days, and we loaded probably 7,500 tons of rubber, sheet rubber, liquid latex, drums of latex. We had tanks built into the ship where we could just pour that all in, like an oil tank, just pour it in. So they poured a lot of this latex in, and I say we filled up with all of the, I think we had 2.5 million bales this size of rubber just dumped into the ship. So we had a very valuable cargo. So now we left Colombo and ran across the Indian Ocean down back to Cape Town.